one more nekuda. The Rebbe said, or mentioned before, the Rebbe said we don't say zech lebracha v'kulu v'kulu. In the summer, actually around the time of the year that we are in now, the time of Tammuz, was Takedid Beis Tammuz and Tesvot Tammuz, Tavshin Mem Hei, that when the Rebbe spoke about the Mishpat HaSvarim, what's going on, how they're taking Svarim, and the whole thing is based on the fact that this individual who's taking the Svarim claims that the Rebbe, Friedrich Rebbe, is not the Tepech HaChayim, and therefore there's a Yerusha, and therefore he's a grandson, so therefore he's able to take the Yerusha, and he's entitled to it, and so on. And of course the Rebbe was negated this totally. The Rebbe said it's not Shaykh Yerusha because the Rebbe's Hu B'Chayim and it's Hu B'Chayim Kipshutim Mamash Begashmi, so much so that Alpi Alok is not even Shaykh Yerusha. That was saying Pasha Alpi Alok is not Shaykh inheritance of the it's not Shaykh Yerusha because Hu B'Chayim. And there was all the sifras that the Rebbe spoke on this on Yidbeis Tammuz, and then the Tzvot Tammuz, the very special sifras that the Rebbe spoke about this meaning of Hu B'Chayim, played last night by the Chavengen, a clip of the video of one of these sifras from Yidbeis Tammuz pertaining to this meaning of Hu B'Chayim. So again, the Rebbe's whole point is never to say anything, to do any pa'ula, which Chas V'Sholom will show. No, it's not like he didn't even say anything, he was just doing a pa'ula. By him taking the sefer, he was demonstrating, expressing that Chas V'Sholom is missing the inyan of chayis, is missing in the inyan of Hu B'Chayim. And that also got into the halachas. I'm sure we heard of this before, that he said, what do you mean? This Hu B'Chayim, there was a levaya, and there was this, and there was that, and there was Kaddish and so on. The Rebbe says, we know from all these tricks, and we know from all these kunsten, we know that it was, nevertheless, the truth of the matter is, Hu B'Chayim, the Seder says that Hu B'Chayim, and so on, and it doesn't matter what you saw, and you participated, and so on. In other words, all these tainas that we hear over, these were the tainas that the Rebbe totally negated then, the Samat HaShem Hamhei pertaining to the Mishpat HaSvarim. So I have to quote one sentence from the Rebbe. The Rebbe, this is HaShem Hamhei, the Rebbe, this is 35 years after the Yitzchak, so the Rebbe says, the Rebbe left the Gashmi, the Rebbe is living the Gashmi, is Ba'elam Hazda HaGashmi Vachumri, 35 years already since then Yushvat, and every moment he's becoming stronger and more healthier, Noch Trisha, was it more fresh, more, Noch Lebedike, in other words, every moment that it's passing, not anything less is happening, but Faket, he's becoming Noch Meder, or Noch Starke, or Noch Trisha, or Noch Lebedike. And the Rebbe then concluded, the Rebbe says, no Rav, no lawyer, and anyone could change the fact of the matter. Ha'uvda ha'pshuta v'abrura. The clear fact that is not shayach any inin of Yerusha, because hu b'chayim, and it's not shayach to speak on Yerusha, kasher hu asmi chayim, and he's the inin of chayis b'him. So again, the Rebbe says clearly, noch mera, noch starker, noch frisha, noch lebdike, and poshet, the Rebbe went up the aloha, it's not shayach inin of Yerusha.